The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Daily Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Yitzchak Markowitz.
Continuing with Hilchas Chanukah, Simen Kuf Lamed Tes, Sif Tes Zion. Nashim Chayavos B'ner Chanukah, women are included in the obligation in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. She'af Hein Hayu V'Osu HaNeis, for they were also involved in the Neis, in the miracle of Chanukah. As we said above, Ayin Le'el Sif Gimel, in Sif Gimel. V'yichola Ish V'Hadlik V'Ad Kol B'nei V'Esu, a woman may light on behalf of her household members. The katan shi'igia l'chinuch, and a katan, someone who is under the age of chinuch, which is around the age of six, gam ken chayav, he's also obligated to light the menorah. Suma, a blind person, im yachol lihishtatev im acher bifruta, if he's able to partner with someone else by contributing the amount of a pruta coin, mutav, it's better than lighting himself. So if he gives a certain amount, maybe like a nickel or so, then he can participate with someone who's already lighting instead of lighting himself. Im yesh lo isha, if the blind person is married and has a wife, he madlekes bishvilo, she should light for him. Im ein lo isha, if he doesn't have a wife, the yesh lo dibur miyuchedes, and if he lives by himself, she'ein lo vimi lihishtatev, if he has nobody else to partner with, madlik ayde siyua acher, he should light with the assistance of another person. And he should not say the brachos. The Mishnah Berurah says he should not say the blessings. Just light with the assistance of another person. The Mishnah Berurah says that a deaf person does light the menorah as long as he is a person who is able to speak. He's not a deaf mute. And he would also say the blessings on the menorah. The Mechaber says that a cheresh shotev a katan should not light in your home for someone else because he is unable to do the mitzvah for himself. Mishnah Berurah says that a wife doesn't have to light, she's included in her husband's lighting. And according to the Ola Shmuel brought in the Mishnah Berurah, all girls do not light if there are men who are lighting there. One reason for this is because the main mitzvah is to light outside, and it's not proper for women to go out among men. Nowadays, even though we light inside, we still keep this custom. That's what the Chassam Sofer brings down in Shabbos, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. If there are no men there, the Mishmeres Shalom says that the mother should light for herself and her daughters. The daughters do not have to light. Many follow this custom, while many others have the custom that daughters do light in all cases. The child of the age of chinuch, according to the Mechaber, he should light his own menorah only if he has his own house, which is rather unusual. The Ramah seems to hold that even if he lives with his family, he must light. Some say that even according to Ramah, he only has to light if he has his own house. This is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah and the Mechaber. Simen Tav Resh Ayin Zayin Sif Beis, and the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Gimel. Continuing in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Sif Yud Zayin Be'erev Shabbos Madlikin Tchila Ner Chanukah. On Erev Shabbos, the Chanukah candles are lit first. The Acharkaf Shabbos, and afterwards the Shabbos candles are lit. And this is as long as the Chanukah candles are done after Plaga Mincha, as we said earlier in Sif Yud. When we spowl in Tchila Mincha, we recite, we daven Mincha before lighting the menorah. And you need to put enough oil in the menorah to make sure that it burns until a half hour after nightfall, which is after three medium stars are outside. The im lokein, because if you haven't done so, have a lay bracha levatala. You haven't done the mitzvah, and you've said a bracha levatala, a blessing in vain. The im hidlik etzel pesach, and if he lit near the doorway, sarach lizar lahafsi meezed davar, he must take care to place something as a partition. Beinam levein hadelas, between the candles and the door. So the wind doesn't extinguish them when the door opens and closes. On a similar note, a question arises: can you light your Shabbos candles or your synagogue candles from the menorah candles? The Mechaber says yes, they're all mitzvahs, and you can light from one to another. The Ramah, however, says is that even a candle used for learning Torah or a candle for a sick person may be lit from the menorah candles. However, according to the Gra, which is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Tes, one may not light neros of other mitzvahs from the Chanukah candles. From one Chanukah candle to another Chanukah candle is permitted because it's one large mitzvah. But to light a candle for a different mitzvah would look like you're detracting from one mitzvah for another mitzvah. Another question: if someone only has enough money to buy either Chanukah candles or Shabbos candles, which one should he buy? And the Mechaber says that he should buy Shabbos candles because that's for Shalom Bayis, in order that there should be light in his house. And some hold that nowadays, since we have light in the house, and the Chanukah candles would provide light for the house, the Ner Chanukah would take precedence. Because we already have light in the house anyway, the Aruch HaShulchan says that nowadays Chanukah candles would have precedence because we don't have an issue of Shalom Bayis because we have light in their house anyways. We do see from here how important Shalom Bayis is. We know that somebody has to give up all their money for Prasumi Nisa of Ner Chanukah, and still you see Shalom Bayis of Ner Shabbos takes precedence. If somebody has enough money for Shabbos candles, but not enough money for both Chanukah candles and wine for Kiddush, then the Chanukah candles comes first because of Prasumi Nisa. This is what the Mechaber says. Kiddush can be made over bread, and even if you couldn't use bread for Kiddush, the requirement for Kiddush, for the Kiddush wine, is only rabbinic, just like Chanukah candles. So the candles takes precedence because of Prasumi Nisa. Similarly, Ner Chanukah comes before wine for Havdalah, the Ramah says. The need for bread takes precedence over Shabbos candles, and certainly Chanukah candles and Kiddush wine. That is what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Dalet. On Friday night, as we said, before Shabbos, you first light the menorah and then the Shabbos candles, and you make the same brachas as you would in the weekdays, even though it's still daytime. The Ramah is quoting the Trumas Hadeshin here. Also, Rav Moshe Feinstein says the real best time on Erev Shabbos to light your menorah is 20 minutes before Shkia, so that you can do your Shabbos candles right after that, and you shouldn't do it as early as Plaga Mincha if it's not really necessary. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if a man already lit his Shabbos candles, he, unlike a woman, but he can still light his menorah if he didn't yet, if he forgot, as long as he did not have a mind to accept Shabbos yet. Mishnah Berurah says this in Taf Resh Ayin Tes, Sif Katan Aleph. However, a woman, if she lit Shabbos candles, can she light the menorah? So really, someone else should light for her because she's accustomed to accept Shabbos when she lights candles. The person lighting for the woman, in this case, should say the bracha of Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, and she can say the other brachas. If it's the first day, she would say She'asa Nisim and Shachiyanu. And if it's any day after that, she would just say She'asa Nisim after someone lit for her. Continuing in the Kisa Shulchan Aruch Tif Yud Ches, the Mosai Shabbos Mavgilin, the Mosai Shabbos, on Saturday night, we recite Havdalah first, V'achar Kach Madlikin Ner Chanukah, and afterwards, you light the Chanukah menorah. And in the synagogue and shul, you light the menorah before the prayer of V'yitimcha. And actually, there is an argument and machlokas regarding this. The Machaber and the Ramah say that the menorah comes first, and the Taz and the Maharal hold that Havdalah comes first. The Mishnah Berurah says that in shul, we should do the menorah first. And when lighting at home, you can choose what you'll want to do, either Havdalah or the menorah first. One last point on this is that the Machaber and the Ramah hold that the menorah comes first. Normally, we would say that a mitzvah tadir that comes more often takes precedence. However, we don't say that here for two reasons. Number one, Persumei Nisba is more important. And secondly, we prefer to delay Havdalah, so that Shabbos should be that much longer. We are not rushing out Shabbos, so we prefer to delay Havdalah. Also, regarding using Neros Chanukah candles for Havdalah, you should not do that, because you should not have benefit from the Chanukah menorah, the Chanukah candles. However, the opposite, it would be proper to use the Havdalah candle, extinguish it, and use it, obviously, if you're only using one part of the candle for one wick at a time, and use it for the menorah, so that you are using a mitzvah for another mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah says this in Taf Resh, Pei Aleph, Sif Katan Aleph. Sif Gittes, Mishahu Einu Beveis. So someone who is not at home on the night of Chanukah, Ela Makam Achir, but he's in another location. Im Yodei She'ishto Madlekes Beveis. If he knows that his wife's going to be lighting the menorah in his home, Yadliku Makam Shahu Below Brachos, then he should light his own menorah where he is, but not say the blessings. V'tov. And it's even better, it would be good if possible, even after, if it's possible, Sheyishma Tchila Es HaBrachos, if he would hear the blessings before he lights. Mi Shemadlik Shem, from someone else who's lighting there. V'yichavin Latzeis Bir Chosav. And he should have in mind to fulfill his obligation with the person who's saying the blessings for himself. The Yana Amen, and he should say Amen afterwards. But after Kach Yadlik Hu below Brachos, and he should then light without reciting the blessings. V'im Ein Ishto Madlekes Beveso, if his wife is not lighting in his home. V'chein HaBachurim Ba'achsanya, and likewise Bachrim, unmarried men who are boarding somewhere by their host, Tzirichim Lahadik Bivrachos, they must light and say the blessings. O Yistatfu Im Habal Habayis, or they can partner with their host. Sheyitnu Lo Eze Pruta, by giving them a small amount, the amount of a pruta, which is a small amount, So in order to partner with their host, so that they also have a share in the oil and the wicks. In this case, the host should add a little bit of oil to the required amount in order to have this partnership. However, although they can partner with another, they should still try to light on their own. They should make it their business to light on their own. But if they're not able to, then they could partner with their host. There's somebody who's in a city, but he's in another house, meaning he's not home at the moment. He should return home to light when the time of lighting arrives. He can't do it in the house where he is visiting, even if he's having a meal there. Casual guest. He's meant to leave soon. However, if he's not planning to go home, he could be yotzei with his wife lighting at home, although it would be preferable for him to do the mitzvah himself. This is what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Yud Beis. The Piskei Teshuva brings down that someone who's in a hospital or hotel still needs to light for himself, because it's as if he's renting and paying for his own space. So he would not be included in the host of the hotel or the hospital. Also, soldiers that are in a desert, even though they're not home, they still need to light the menorah where they are. They should put a glass around it. Otherwise, if they can't protect it from the wind, they should not say a bracha. This also applies to hikers. The Tzitz HaLeezer brings down, it also applies to hikers. It's common for people to go away for Hanukkah and be by their parents or in-laws. Where do they light? How do they deal with that when that happens? So if he's planning to sleep there, then he can light there at his parents and in-laws' house. However, if he's planning to sleep at home, then he should light at home. Some say that if you're eating a full meal at their house, then you can light there even though you don't plan on sleeping there. That's what the Piskei Teshuva says in Tafresh Ayin Zayin, Sif Dalad. Now, there's a student in yeshiva, and he lights the yeshiva menorah. Should he light again for himself? So the Piskei Teshuva brings three possibilities. He should eat a meal in the place where he lit, and this will enable him to fulfill his mitzvah with a lighting in the yeshiva, and he won't have to light a second time. That's one possibility. Second possibility, the Piskei Teshuva says, is that he should have a mind while lighting the yeshiva menorah not to fulfill his personal obligation, and then he'll be able to light himself later on. And the third possibility is, he says he should become a partner with someone else's lighting, and they will light for him. He thereby fulfills his mitzvah and does not have to light on his own. However, the Piskei Teshuva likes the third option the best, because there are opinions that hold that you should light where you sleep and not where you eat. And also, if you have in mind not to fulfill your mitzvah, perhaps it's a bracha levatal, an unnecessary blessing, when you light for someone else for the yeshiva, when you're lighting for the yeshiva. Sif Chaf, Hashemen Shenishar B'menorah L'Achar Chanukah, oil that is left in the menorah after Chanukah, B'chein Hapstilos, and the wicks as well, Osto Lahen Medura V'Sarfon, you should make a fire and burn them, Mishum D'Huxtel Mitzvahson, because they have been set aside for their mitzvah use, and they can't be used for another purpose. For Aser Lehanos Meham, and it's forbidden to have benefit from them, Elaim Kein Hisna Mitchila, unless it was stipulated beforehand, Eino Maxa Masha Yishar, that he's only setting aside that he's not setting aside the remainder of the oil and the wicks to be used only for the mitzvah. Whatever's left, he could use. So the oil that is put in the menorah for the required half hour of the mitzvah is forbidden to get benefit from. It has to be burned, just like we said. Also, if you put more than the minimum amount of oil in the menorah and you didn't specify that only the required amount should be set aside for the mitzvah, then all of the oil is usher and it has to be burnt. However, if you poured it thinking that there would be more than enough, more than the half hour required, then you may get benefit from the extra oil as you had that intention.